Welcome to Anything Goes with the beautiful, wonderful, and sweet star of the show, Carrie Bradstreet, and myself, Adolf Turchi. So, what do you think about all this? By the way, this is our first show that
post-COVID.
We've had since,
yes,
since the COVID-19.
Yes. Well, I came dressed like I have been for the last 3 months.
Yeah.
Which is no hair, no makeup, just scrunch clothes. Because
yeah,
I figured no one knows who I am. But now you said I got to take my mask off. I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
We can take our masks off.
Yeah, it's kind of like being naughty, you know what I mean?
Well,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
Feels like
and
you
I'm
get
like, oh, geez, I'm not used to anybody seeing me. I took my ponytail out. I'm just a mess.
But you know, and that's what my wife's wearing now. It's a ponytail. I haven't had a haircut in 4 months.
I know.
And
crazy?
It's just horrible. And, you know, when you wear one of these in the car, you forget sometimes. Men do anyway. They roll down their window and spit. And I've done that once, and I was so embarrassed of myself doing that, thinking, how stupid can you be, you know? But my mind was on something else when I did
well,
it.
Well, I think so. If you wear it long enough, you don't really feel it.
Yeah,
probably.
You just forget about it, you know?
Yeah, my mom made all of us kids some masks, so I have a couple ones. So
yeah, my wife made some masks, too.
Ones. Yes. So, yeah, that's crazy.
It's unbelievable. I'm kind of glad. This is our first podcast since what?
I know,
February?
And I'm thinking, geez, there's nothing to talk about.
Yeah, nothing to talk about. Like, who are you?
The whole world's gone to heck, you know, since we were last on. And I was trying to remember when our last show was, because I know that we were supposed to do Laugh Fest on March 15th. It was the final day. It was that Sunday. And then I think it was Friday that they then canceled all the rest of the stuff. So that's kind of when, you know, things kind of started for me. And from then, I just started, you know, just spending all my time at my brother's house, remodeling his house. And I've been there every single day, except for I think I took one day off last week. Been there every single day working.
Even
on
Sundays?
Every day.
Well,
so
what are you doing to it? Are you just remodeling the whole place?
It ended up, well, it's an older house. It had been built like late 40s, early 50 or something.
Yeah.
But my brother, single guy, bought this house in 1993. I must have been an old couple that owned it. It's just a small little two-bedroom house on the northeast side. And it had been last redecorated probably in the 70s. And he has been there now 7 years, and never did a thing to it.
He's never been married?
No, I know, I feel so bad for him. But he's just to the point where, he's been, you know, on his own for so long, it'd be like to, unless we could find somebody for him.
Does he date, or?
I don't know anymore if he was engaged once a long time ago. But I think he just lives at his work, which is why he never did anything to his house.
What's he do at work?
He works in radio.
Oh, in radio?
Yeah, and so he was always driving to Muskegon. He worked at a Muskegon station a lot, and a lot of times he would just stay there and just, you know, sleep there and be up and not making the trip back and forth. But now he's like Grand Rapids part-time and part of the time at Muskegon. I said, I'm fixing his house all up for you.
Well,
then
what does he do
here
in radio? I mean, is he...
I hear him on every of the commercials, but I think he runs a couple of the shows. Everything's pretty much kind of computerized now, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but I hear him on like every commercial, so I think...
Well, that's you, though. Every time I turn on my TV, I see you. I mean, I do.
His is on the
radio.
I don't know.
I bet you five times.
I never see those.
I turn on the TV, and there you are. And my wife says, God, is she in everything? I said,
and I've never seen any
like
of those commercials.
Never?
Nope.
Why?
Because I had DirecTV, and they ran on Comcast.
Yeah.
And so I never saw them. I never got
Well, you did
stuff.
Good. But you always do, you know.
Well, I always hate seeing myself anyway.
So have you talked to any of the old cast at all?
Not really, just texting, you know, Randy and Sophia. But I've been off of the computer, off of Facebook. I mean, I just kind of like disappeared. It's like really weird because he doesn't have internet or anything at his house, a cable. And so I have just a radio I brought over there. And so
he doesn't have a TV?
He TVs, but nothing's connected. He never's there. So I'm going to have it so this house is all nice, and it's going to be get him to get on internet so he can work from home part of the time and just make it so you can actually live there. Why have a house and you never get to enjoy it?
I'm so used to this mask now, I forgot I had it on. That's something.
I know. But yeah, so much has happened since March.
Oh, it's changed, isn't it? It's sad. It really is. I feel bad. And, you know,
I can't keep up with everything.
I'm over 25. I'm over 30. Mm-hmm. I'm over 40. I'm over 50.
So you've been through a lot of things. You remember, like, the riots of the 60s?
Well,
and all that.
Oh, yeah. Stuff. I remember having a shotgun in my car in the 60s. A bunch of us kids had drove around Flint.
Oh, right.
You know, that was Rumbletown there, you know. And, but I'm talking about, this is, can kill you when you're older. So
oh, exactly.
You got to watch yourself more. And, you know, the kids, I think, don't pay attention to that. Oh, it's, if I get it, I get it.
I think not at first. I think, because wasn't there, you know, people, kids going off on spring break, and they're like, eh, it doesn't affect us, and...
Well, not in the beginning, but in the, I mean, when you got over 100,000 people die, it's kind of tells you that it's kind of bad.
Well, yeah, and especially, like you said, for people that are like over 55 or whatever it was.
And it irritates me when I go to the store to buy groceries and somebody's walking around, you know, coughing and no mask or anything. I've told a few people off, and well, you know me. I say what I want to say. And I just say, you know, you might get it, and all you're going to do is get sick. If I get it, it's going to kill me. So right. Put a mask on or get the hell out of my face, you know.
My niece had her baby right, I think she came a little bit early. So it was like right when this was all starting. And so she had the baby, and
so is this,
then my sister wasn't able to see the baby for, I don't know if she's still seen her.
You know, what do they call her, COVID?
Named for COVID. That's no big name for Corona.
Yeah. I was in Florida before. I didn't even know where this was going on until I got home, and then all of a sudden it seemed like everybody was dying, and everybody scared the hell out of me. I said, wait a minute, what's going on here?
Well, we kind of joked about it on one of our last podcasts, because people were all concerned about, you know, having hand sanitizer and toilet paper and all that kind of stuff. I kind of made light of it, but then all of a sudden,
I made light of it. I didn't even pay attention to it. I don't even remember that when we talked about
I said, oh, I had some hand sanitizer. I said, so people who are just so, you know, worried, I said, you can have my hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
And now it came in handy now that I still had some in my car.
I knew I was going to have to use... paper from newspaper to wipe my butt if I didn't find it. I could not believe going to the store and no toilet paper. I mean, it irritated me. You know?
I must have just gone to Costco and stocked up and had, you know, the big paper towel and toilet paper, because I haven't bought any since this all started.
Well, yeah, but same with me, because before we left, we stocked up on everything, not knowing this was.
Right.
It's just we didn't have to go when we got back right away, you know. So.
Just in case we come back with something intestinally straining.
So how's your sex life? Is that still going okay? Or? Why do I always have to bring that up? I don't know. I get that imagination
but
going.
Yeah, there's just so much has happened. I mean, like we talked about the riots and stuff going on, the stuff going on downtown.
Oh, now the riots, yeah. You know, it's one thing after another. And then, you know, we got to get along. You know, there isn't a Christian in this world that shouldn't be on their knees praying about this. But, and yesterday, this guy broke away from the police.
Oh, I just heard about that, too.
They shot him because he tried to steal their phaser and shot him in the back.
You would think that they'd be much more cautious after what had happened. And then look what happened again. All that breaks out. I heard, like, they burned down that Wendy's that was...
Oh.
Guys, this is just out of hand. I can't imagine living in Seattle. Where they've got takeovers.
What is wrong with the police, though? Come on.
No.
It's not, I mean, come on. You know, you're not going to, if you were in a car and the police were chasing you and you got going fast and you start going into a populated area, the police are going to ease off on that. They're not going to chase you anymore. Why in God's green acres are they shooting these people? What's wrong with them? You don't shoot a guy because he's trying to run from. If you can't run fast enough and tackle him, you just right. lost one. It's your fault, but yeah, you don't kill them.
If your life
them.
Is in imminent danger, if you're not going to die from being tasered,
yeah.
right?
So, and that guy that's need himself putting his knee in that kid's neck or man's neck, yeah, he should go to jail forever. I mean, he is a crook. Just because he had a blue uniform on and a badge doesn't make him superior to where he gets away with that.
Yeah.
He should go to prison for the rest of his life.
It sounded like he's had a past,
Oh, he had 19 different complaints,
And you think someone like that probably is more like power hungry
right.
type of a thing. It's not so much, maybe it's not has to do with a person's race, but if, he's just like, I'm the police and I can do to you what I want to. I don't care. There's cameras here. I'm going to pin you down. And it's like, what?
Back in the 50s and 60s, if you got in smart with a cop, he'd kick the living crap out of you. But they wouldn't kill you. I mean, you'd be afraid to get caught and put in jail because you would be afraid you were going to get beat up by the cops.
There,
but they didn't kill you. A friend
still,
of mine, in
people.
Fact, I was telling Tom, a friend of mine and I started a business here in Grand Rapids, was called West Michigan Security. Mm-hmm. And that's what we had, Michigan Security in Flint. And that's how I got over here. I started that business here. And he was a captain for the Flint Police Department. And he had a very bad reputation.
Oh, really?
He wouldn't put cuffs on you when he arrested you. He just put you in the back
seat. Just tied your arms in knots? And then
well, no, but he just beat the living crap out of you tried to get away. But he didn't kill people, you know what I mean? I mean, cops got to stop. A person, they had this guy, a pistol.
What years are we talking about?
In the 50s, 60s.
Oh, the 50s, 60s.
Now, this is a story that's will get you. He had, a guy was going around to these 7-Eleven stores robbing it and pistol whipping the people inside. I mean, just a bad dude. Well, he was in his car. He was coming over to the office to get me, too, because mm-hmm. We had to go do an adjustment on a security system. But he got a radio call that they had got surrounded, this guy. So he went over there, and there was like a three-story building, front entrance and back entrance. So this guy come running out from the back entrance when he got there, and the guy starts shooting at him. Well, Bill then returned fire and shot him. Well, anytime somebody gets shot in Michigan, and this is way back in the 60s, we're talking 60s.
Take your gun away and...
But what they do is they have to have a hearing. And the prosecutor will ask questions and find out if it was a good shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy says, well, Mr. Boudreaux, how many
shooting
shots, how many shots does your rifle have? He said 20. He said,
how many did you use?
He said, he said, how many was left in the chamber, in the gun? And he said, 15. And he said, well, where did the five bullets go? And he said, the five and all of them were shot. Well, didn't you shoot any warning shots? He said, yes. He said, well, where did they go? He said, in his chest. He said, a guy's shooting at me. What am I going to do? Shoot warning shots at the guy, please stop, bang, please stop, bang, and then shoot the guy. So there's good cops and bad cops. There's good reasons and there's bad reasons.
Right.
But you put your knee on a guy's throat and
especially when he's already handcuffed.
Yeah, well, he should go to jail forever.
And he will, but I mean, look how many people have now died because of this, besides George. I mean, people that have
look how much damage has been done.
I know.
It's just ridiculous.
One person's, stupidity or just lack of concern over someone that caused all of this. And across the world, I mean, they were doing riots and stuff.
America, let's get back to norm. People are people. Stop looking at color. Stop looking at, you might not like somebody, but you should. I mean, for a reason of being a different color, it's just ridiculous.
No.
You just can't do that. God makes every person. Everybody on earth was made by God. And you, as a human being and a Christian that believes, mm-hmm. you have to understand that and be good to everybody.
Right.
Because everybody...
And I think going into some of the black churches in some of these areas and trying to bridge the gaps through commonality, like they were, Christians with, other Christians, but... A lot of it, I don't think, has to do with skin color. It has to do just with the culture.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Where the areas are, and that kind of needs to change because people have stereotypes of, regardless of what your skin color is, if you come out of an environment where there's, like, Chicago and there's lots of shootings and gangs and stuff, people just fear that. And if you have police that are constantly engaged in that stuff, I mean, they're probably very trigger happy because they never know, when someone's going to shoot at them.
Right. I think the churches have a lot to do with that. I think the churches should teach people about the difference in color. And color means nothing. And
kind of be the negotiators between, the white population and, black culture and stuff, and kind of be. Find where there's commonalities and try to be the ones that kind of bridge that. And
yeah, well, and there are people you don't like. There are black people I don't like, but there are white people I don't like. But I don't dislike them for their color. Mm-hmm. I dislike them for their attitude or their way they live in that. Yeah. But it's a situation where a person that should be is ignorant of the fact if you're upset because of somebody's color. You got a big problem.
Right.
You've got a big problem. You need help. You really do, in my opinion.
Right. And most of those ones are the ones that are the extremists, like the skinheads and stuff, who are just mentally either just evil or just mental disorder that they actually believe that they are superior over, other people that are a different race. I'm like,
well, look at the That's gangs, really... though. I mean, gangs there, for instance, is one right there. Most of the people that are in gangs are pretty bad people. They need discipline or they need to be put away. Yeah. I don't think they need to be shot and killed.
And actually, these boys, mostly boys, I would guess, guys, they need to be rescued earlier. When they're young, they need to be having... a father figure there, need to have a nurturing home so that they're not seeking, a family outside and they find these gangs and feel and become involved in this.
Well, I think the court system is bad too. I think too many people go to jail that don't need to go to jail. I think that there's a lot of people that's in jail for
non-violent stuff?
Well, not violent stuff, even drugs. I mean, even some people selling marijuana and that's a bad thing, I guess, but at the same time, it's legal now. Mm-hmm. How they should take anybody that got picked up for marijuana should be out. They shouldn't even be in jail. That's just ridiculous, Or some stupid crime and you get picked up for some stupid crime and they give you...
Yeah, there should be some other penalty that hurts them, but this doesn't put them
pocket
in jail.
Pocketbook.
The pocketbook, right, exactly.
Yeah. Yep. And a person, if they did something against somebody, they should have to pay him back. Then if they don't do that, if they don't pay him back, then they do go to jail. But they get the opportunity to make amends. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right. Maybe it's just a matter of shaming. If people know that I may not go to jail, I might get a fine, but my picture's going to go up on a billboard that rotates and shows all the people that were, so it's like, I don't want to be
remember
I
what
want
we
face up there.
Remember on our show we used to put people up there?
Busted,
where we put people's face?
Yeah, well, those are people who already had mugshots.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, that was shaming people. A lot of people called us on the phone, told them they didn't like that. I said, didn't think you would.
No.
But... What do you do,
Well, that's comedy. And that's another thing we can talk about, which I know I think there are a lot more comedians now are getting pretty upset. And is this like, you can't joke about anything anymore. I mean, you have to be so concerned.
You can't hurt anybody's feelings.
Yeah, it used to be, that's what was funny. If people found it, that it was, maybe a dig, or if it was something that was... It had some truth to it, or you could relate to it, and even if it's about you, you just laugh. You don't, you don't take offense.
Yeah, so you can't tell jokes about gay people anymore. No, I used to have a lot of jokes about gay people, which were funny. People laughed. I had black and white jokes.
But you know what? The ones who are going to be offended aren't going to be the gay people. It's going to be the social warriors, whatever, that are going to take offense. It's like, mind your own business. I mean, it's just like, if someone is personally offended, they can take it up with the offender, whatever. Why do you have to jump in and be offended for everybody?
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous. And it is. It's getting to a point where it's stupidity. Let's name it as it is. It's just people being stupid. It's people thinking that, you know, well, look at people that, not to go back to homosexuals again, but people, the people are, you used to tell jokes about that. Now that offends everybody. And you can't say, what's that one that's, it's word or letters that you call them? They're KQB or whatever.
Oh, LGBTQ.
Yeah, LB, yeah. we're even going to run out of alphabet here for
yeah, I was watching a special on Richard Pryor just the other day. And he was, you know, way ahead of his time when I didn't know that much about him.
Yeah.
But he came from a terrible situation, that poor guy.
Oh, yeah. He was kind of a rumble.
But then, he was outright, and he would do stuff that would be totally offensive.
Oh, yeah.
But it's, you know, it's comedy. They showed, I didn't remember.
Well, that's what it is.
Richard Pryor show when he's just standing and naked or something. And kind of had a scratch blurred out.
Yeah.
But, it was pretty crazy. And then he talked about his life and people were laughing because it was funny, but it was really his whole life.
Yeah, it's true.
Born in a brothel. I mean,
his mom was a hooker, wasn't she?
His grandma was the madam, and his aunts all worked there, and his mom left him when he was like 5 or something. He was raised by his grandma, a madam at a brothel. How do you come out normal?
See, now I could say a joke right now where a lot of black people's mothers were married at that time. You know, what's just the mixed up day in the neighborhood? It's Father's Day. But, I mean, it's just, there's things that you can say, it's a joke.
Right.
It's a laugh. Get over yourself. Just go and laugh along with everybody else. That's what we need is laughter, but we need people coming back and saying you offended me.
Right, so they don't take themselves so seriously.
Right.
You know, just take situations so seriously. Just see the kind of the humor in it and just
I said that one day on the you said something about my weight or something, and I said, I'm so fat I can't see myself pee. And somebody sent a letter to me that you're
fat shaming,
and they didn't say it that's just what they meant though, and they would never watch our TV show anymore. And I'm thinking, well, don't watch it, I don't care, but I isn't that silly?
Yeah.
I mean
another thing too is people, I do not use Twitter because I see that Twitter is just a cesspool and people are losing their jobs and things by posting things on Twitter, and it's like, what? People can't have an opinion anymore.
I don't think I'd use Twitter, do I? I don't think I've ever been on Twitter.
I have a Twitter account.
I have. You know, another one is Facebook is getting really nasty, too. It's okay. But I get on my, and here's all these beautiful women up there half naked. Now, I'm a man, but I'm a married man. And if my wife comes in and sees that, she gets mad. You know, what are you doing? Are you, you know?
They've all friend requested me, though.
That's what they do. And then they want
to. They're just spamming stuff. They're probably not even those girls. It's somebody in Nigeria who's trying to scam you and get you to
I had one yesterday.
It's your girlfriend and wants you to send money.
I had one yesterday. Lily, Mr. Swanson, I'm with the IRS. And somebody has gotten a hold of your Social Security number. And I stopped right then. I said, what's my Social Security number? Well, sir, I can't tell you that. And I said, you piece of blah, blah. I mean, I sat there and called him every name, but, you know. And he hung up on me finally.
There's a lot of phishing scams,
too. Oh,
emails. It's like, unless you know to hover over, you know, the email the subject or just the email address, it'll show you what the real email address is. You might think it comes from Chase Bank, and you hover over it and you see it's some weird thing, and you know it's not real, even though the email looks real. You know, I've got something like from Amazon, your Amazon Prime is about to expire in July, and blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like,
ah. Oh, by the way, I wanted to tell the people, we haven't been on in a long time, and we missed it. So we're probably going to go over. So get over yourself. So anyway.
Well, and you know, like I was going to say before, it would have been prime time for us to having our podcasts back at the beginning of this, because people were running out of things to watch. We were sitting at home.
Right.
You know, watching Tiger King and watching all this Netflix stuff because they were stuck at home. And they could have been stuck at home listening to us.
We got in this thing where we watch different shows that's been on before.
Reruns?
Yeah, reruns, I guess what you would call them. But they're based on, what was the name of it? What are we watching right now?
I watch a lot of documentaries.
Do you watch?
Yeah.
I watch a lot
or
of
serial killer stuff.
Yeah. See, I watch the car shows, like, and I watch the Housewives of New York.
Oh, I haven't. Yeah, I used to watch those.
I watch Below Deck, which is they're on a ship.
Yeah.
And then I watch the
kind of semi-reality type
people
shows.
The pickers, you know, American pickers.
Yeah.
I'm trying to call them so they can come into my house.
Can you pick through my house a little
Yeah,
bit?
Just take everything out of my, that's one thing we're doing right now is cleaning our, I shouldn't say we, it's me, cleaning out the garage. My wife is mad because she can't get her car in the garage. So.
Well, this is what I've been finding over at my brother's house. I'm not gonna say he's a hoarder, but he's always had a little OCD, and he has a hard time just, I think it's procrastination, but to throwing stuff away, but it's always maybe mainly paper stuff. But it looks like over the years, like my parents would give him like hand-me-downs and, you know, old dishes and furniture and stuff. And he still had all that stuff over there. He had like 7 TVs. One of them was the first color TV that my parents got. So that had been, what, early 70s or something? And so it was like a history thing going through his house. It was lots of old stuff I was finding.
Yeah. Well, by the way, how's your daughters in Dallas?
Oh, she's doing good. They ended up, her and her husband both work for Southwest, and so they were able to work from home. So that didn't affect them as much. And Ashley was saying that the CEO of Southwest is just a wonderful person. And he said that before he'd furlough any of his employees, he'd sell a plane or do something. You know, he wouldn't. He's always looking out for his employees. So
I don't know how the
airlines are coming. I know they got some help.
Well, didn't they have a big storm there last year?
Yes, and I was there right after because I flew in, I could see the trail that the tornado went through.
Yeah,
yeah.
There was still some damage.
I had my one of my Uber drivers or something was taking me through. I was talking to him, and it went like right through his neighborhood. I took out my daughter's church that she went to.
Oh, there. Did they?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So now why are you going Uber? Aren't you worried about that?
No.
I wouldn't let my wife take Uber.
Well, when I would just have to, you know, fly somewhere, rather than rent a car, just take an Uber from like a hotel to an audition.
What do they usually charge you?
That varies. It was I was sitting at the airport, and it must have been like the peak time or something. And so for my ride to go from to Dallas for about, I don't know, 20 miles north to the street that I was going to
have,
it was like $79 or something. I'm going,
wow. Wait.
And you would see after a while, you know, the prices would change. So at certain times when it's very, very busy, they could be really high. And then sometimes they can be, you know, might cost you like $13 or something.
Oh, really?
A ride or something. But
I just don't trust them. I mean, you've had customers killed, people stabbed, raped, everything.
Yeah. Well, they make it so that you can see the picture of the driver when you get the thing, his license plate, and I think they can see your picture too, so that they know who they're.
They should put cameras in the cars.
Oh, that would be a good idea too.
You know what I mean?
But I wondered with this COVID thing if people were able to do that, if they were still driving, or if they just had to wear masks, or did they have to disinfect their cars after every ride?
Yeah, they got to dis.
It'd be like not worth
it. I think they're still working, but I think that they have to do all that. Yeah.
So I know it's crazy. Crazy daisy.
Yeah. How close are you to being done with your
Well, it started out, I thought it was just going to be a couple of weeks. He never would have anybody over to his house. It's because he goes kind of like a hoarder, you know, he just got piles of junk mail and all this kind of stuff. So
how old is he?
2 years older than me.
Oh, is he?
Then he never was there. I mean, he was spent all his time at work and maybe sometimes go home and sleep. So, I didn't know what I was getting into when I first walked in there. And at first thing I just went like, oh my gosh, just the yellowy orange vinyl flooring. And there was like yellow backsplashes, countertop. I was just like, oh my gosh. So I was thinking I'm just gonna update it. But then as I was going through, I'm like, this electrical work is all bad. So when I started doing, I might as well do repairs while I'm here. Why just put a Band-Aid on something, you know, paint something, and then it's, you know, it's junk behind it, whatever.
Yeah.
So I started doing out replacing, you know, light sockets and flip switches and light fixtures, taking down stuff. And
I hope you turned the power off for you.
Yes.
Okay.
Figured out all what circuits go to what. And that was another thing too. When they built those houses back then, they hardly had any outlets. And then the outlets they had weren't the grounded ones, you know?
Yeah.
So you had to have those little adapters so that you could plug in your vacuum or whatever, because it's so old. So I was replacing some of those. And so then I thought, well, I'm doing this. I'm just going to keep going and making it nice. And so Ben kept going at it. And
has your husband helped you at all?
He helped me move some of those TVs when they were going to do the recycling truck came. Bringing some of those TVs out.
Oh, so you threw them away?
Yeah, there's nothing you can do with them. They're all, like, he had this big, you know, console TV from 1986, you know, that's just sitting around.
You know, people will buy that stuff right now, you know.
Some of the stuff they do, but a lot of it they don't. It costs you to pay to recycle them because they have, you know, dangerous stuff inside of them. You can't take them to Goodwill or any of those places don't take them. So just get them out of here. And so I've been kind of purging his house as going along and not telling him what I'm doing, just because I think, like with his OCD, I think, and his, I've seen him when I've shown him things I was going to throw out, and I could see his mind just turn.
Like, go, no, you ain't going to throw that out.
And all of a sudden, it's like he's kind of going through stuff, and I'm like, why is he really thinking about this stuff? It really, he hasn't used it. It's not any good. But something in his head was like trying to, you know, figure out, you know, I can keep this or this.
Yeah, I do that.
And so I thought, I'm not even going to tell him anymore. I'm just going to get rid of stuff. So.
Yeah, I pick up something that I put away and I go, oh, I'm going to use that one day. And 10 years later, I pick it up and say, I'm probably going to use this one of these days.
I know. I started watching Hoarders and I'm thinking, well, good. He's not like those hoarders with all that stuff, but it's like newspapers and junk mail and clothes. He still had clothes from when he was in high school. You know, so it's just like he did. And then I'd see all this and I'd pull it down and I'm looking at it. Oh, it's got a hole in it. But why does he need to throw it out? And so, see, when you just kind of cluster all this stuff, so throwing it out, you just move it to the side. And I'm like, oh, I'm just going to throw all this stuff out or donate a bunch of it. Goodwill's going to get a whole bunch of
here?
80s. What's that? Oh, forgot to talk to the cameras.
Yeah.
I know.
I've been looking at you. So
I know.
They've got pictures of my ear, the whole thing.
I know.
So.
Sorry, people.
Yeah.
No, but let's get on to a topic that is kind of fun. You went to Florida.
I went to Florida.
And you met your son for the first time.
I did.
In person.
What
for those who don't know, tell them the story. How you had found out, it's been about a year, has it?
Pretty close, I guess it's pretty close.
That he found out that you had a 50-year-old son you didn't know about?
I did.
And is he 50 or is he my age, 55? Yeah, and so You finally got to go meet him in person, his family. Tell me what happened.
Well, you just told me that I'm old enough to be your father.
I know.
Hint, hint. So
yes.
You think that's going to stop me? So anyway, it was kind of neat. I went to see him. I was nervous about it. You'd think, well, why are you nervous about it? Well, I just found out I had another son, you know. So that goes four sons right there. So it was great. I mean, I went and met him, and it's just like I've known him forever. I feel that
in my heart.
Is there a
family resemblance? Did you, looking at him, did he look like
my wife said he looks like me, yeah. And my other sons now are calling them and talking to him and all that. So it's kind of... They're kind of like,
Donnie,
yeah, I left a message.
Donnie,
and,
Don? Huh?
Donnie, yeah.
Donnie?
They're not as excited as me, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And so he says, hey, your son sent me out.
Well, now they know they have a half-brother, so,
right,
you know.
Right, so, yeah.
But, yeah, it's just a shame that it took that long. Why did it take that long if his mother knew who the father was all along?
I think I don't want to know. I don't want to get involved
in.
Are
they still involved with her?
No, not at all. Well, yeah, I mean, their mother, yeah. I mean, she's a very good Christian lady and all that. I mean.
So, but have you communicated?
No.
With her?
Well, I thanked her for, you know.
Finally telling them.
Yeah. And,
giving your name.
Yeah,
up.
And so it was kind of neat. I do feel sad that I've lost all this time with him because, mm-hmm. you know. But he's got three beautiful kids, so, and they're excited. You know, they were right around me the whole time there, and every time I'd look at them, they'd smile and all that, so.
And they've never heard any of your jokes, so you could be fresh with your A whole new audience.
Yeah, right. Well, my son's kids are younger, so I don't think I'd use my, But my other son that lives in Tampa is supposed to be going over to his house and seeing him and all that, so. You know,
that's nice.
But yeah, it's really great that happened.
Yeah.
I'm very happy about it.
Yeah.
As I say, the only thing I wish this happened a long time ago, mm-hmm. but then, you know, it is what it is.
Right.
So no sense of
crying over spilled milk.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get at.
I can read your mind.
Look at that clock. It's been the same time since I've been sitting here.
Mom, it's an old clock where you have to
crank it around.
Yeah, there's another thing I had at my brother's house. It's an old cuckoo clock.
Oh, yeah.
And I was trying to
get it to work.
It would cuckoo and stuff, but it had something to do with they have like these long chains and then like these heavy little pine cones or something.
Yeah.
And one of the pine cones is off, and so it's kind of something messed up. But if I spin it around, it will cuckoo at each of the, you know, a half hour and at the hour,
yeah.
It will go all around. So it works, but it's have to get it so that it actually will.
So it cuckoos on demand, but it doesn't.
Only if you're changing the time on it.
I see.
So it won't.
So what do you think? Are you happy to be back having your podcast again, or is it going to take too much of your time away?
I know. I was thinking, it's going to take. This week it ends up, it's kind of getting a little bit busier. I couldn't renew my driver's license. Both me and Mark had to have the new upgraded, you know, ones.
Right, that's
and
free.
And you have to go to the Secretary of State's office. And so I had made an appointment. Like that they
your ID ready. Has to be better, too.
Yes,
you have to have an ID. Yeah.
We finally made an appointment. And so Thursday we'll go in. And so I have to go to Secretary of State's
office. Yeah, what did you have to take? To with you, I got
my like a social birth certificate.
Birth certificate or a
piece of.
If you travel, you got
a passport. Yes.
Passport. You got it. That's what I took. I took my passport.
Passport. And the only thing you want some piece of mail that shows recently that you're at the current address or something like that.
But you can't even get on a plane now without having that change.
Yeah. Every time I'd go, they'd say, "Oh, you know, you're going to have to by October. You're going to need."
New ID.
Yeah,
mine
didn't expire until just this year. So I have to do that. And then I booked a small little gig in Kalamazoo for Wednesday.
Yeah? What do you mean a gig?
Commercial, photoshoot type of thing.
So are we still going to keep going for a while? Or?
It's up to you. You said you're having... He said he's going in tomorrow to have heart surgery, and he thinks he's going to do a podcast.
It's they've done it before. They stick wires up in your heart and that's what they do. I've had it before, but yet what happened is that they shorted me out. That's what the doctor said. We shorted you out, and that's why it kicked. While they're doing it, they don't put you to sleep, but they get, you know, you're there. And they said, Mr. Swanson, cough. And I couldn't cough, and all of a sudden, they zapped me, because I couldn't cough, and they were trying to get my heart back into rhythm, so they shocked me. And I said, you're not going to do this again, trust me. And here we are doing it again, so.
Well, you just
spend the night, and maybe if you're lucky, you don't even have to spend the night, so.
Yeah, well, I know it's happened to my mom, and I don't know if this was a procedure that you had planned and had to postpone, but she was supposed to have knee replacement surgery for June. And of course, with all this, they had, you know, canceled all surgeries and everything. And so she says, I'm not even gonna reschedule it. She said, I've been stuck in my house for 3 months. I don't wanna go and now have this knee surgery and have to be stuck in my house for another three months.
Right.
Can't drive or do anything. So she's just gonna try to get through it and see if she can last. But that happened to a lot of people. And I'm thinking there's gonna be a real backup of people that had appointments and stuff that have to make them up. I went to the dentist just last week, and I said, well, when did you guys start work again? It was the previous week. And so I'm like, oh boy, mine just came, my appointment came at the right time, but they probably have 3 months of people that weren't going to the dentist that they gotta all fit in. Like, that's gonna be a pain for everybody to make up for all this time, you know?
Yeah, it's gonna be bad. I'd like to try, you know, we could do it.
Try to be anything goes again? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm getting closer to being done, although I'm looking at the outside. I think I want to paint his house too, but I got to figure out how to do that.
But if you think this is a good time and a good day, we could do this.
Yeah, we could
do
it in the mornings, because then it gives, you know, the summertime, and then it's cooler yet still in the morning, and then we can have the rest of the day to do something else.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll try.
Yeah.
So I enjoy doing these, so
yeah,
it's kind of fun to talk.
I know, it's been a while.
Yeah. And another thing is, has anybody talked to you about the new TV show or no?
Ever since this stuff started, you know, everything's been put on hold. So we'll have to see, you know, even, you know, the studio here had been closed for a while too, so.
But they're open now, so
they
are
open now, that's why we're here. But yeah, who knows, it might be something that maybe,
well, if one of us die, we'll have to replace it ourselves.
Well, and we can't have a big funeral either.
No, I can't even. I don't want a big funeral. But right now, I'm not ready to die, so I'm gonna hope they can do something.
I'm sure you've managed through so many procedures.
Oh,
and
my goodness, I have.
Yeah, I think
you're
meant
guy.
To be here a little bit longer.
Yeah, I hope so anyway. But I think that these used to be fun, so I think that, you know.
Yeah.
I can't get used to the new way in my head.
I know.
We're going to have to do something.
I know. I'll look at this. I'm going to okay, I better dress up.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I was going to be all seen. I thought, this is my work clothes.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you
said. I would have had shorts on, but it was kind of cool out.
I think I got some.
Yes, I got my little paint tank top on her underneath here.
And, oh, do you?
Yeah, and I'll put my hair back up in a ponytail. Yeah.
I got my pool, so anytime you want to go swimming, it's all clean and nice. And
okay. It's supposed to be really warm again end of this week.
Yeah, and my pool's cool. And
yeah, see, I'd like to have really warm water.
Well, it's warm compared to what, you know, it's in the 80s. So
okay.
That's kind of warm
I'm
water.
I'm kind of a pool snob, I guess. I like to have the water really warm.
And so. Clean.
Warm and clean, yes. I don't like to be cold.
Right.
Hot tub, have it just like bath water, literal bath water.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, we don't go bath water, but it's when you jump in and
it
doesn't shock
you.
Yeah. I don't like it cold. I don't like having to get used to it. I like to jump in and it feels good, not real cold.
Yeah. I don't think I even really put on a bathing suit really and did anything last summer.
I
didn't even ride my bike last summer either. I had a flat tire and I never did anything.
Oh, really?
I think it needs a new
tire.
Yeah,
in fact,
get back into things.
My son's got my bike and my wife said that she wants her bike taken off the ceiling and get put into.
Yeah, I haven't really been outside, you know, working outside that much just because I've
been
indoors.
Is he paying you for this or just because?
I offered. He's just, you know, paying for the stuff. I ended up getting him new appliances and.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, and I redid his whole bathroom. He's got new, all this stuff. So, really nice. My mom hasn't seen it yet. She's the only one who'd probably really know what it looked like before.
Yeah.
And I. She can't come over until I'm all done, and then.
So have you got everything out of there though now that needs to be out of there?
Pretty much. Some of it's moved out, but not gone. Like I have tons of newspapers.
So how many months do you think you have?
Well, I could be there forever if I wanted to keep doing stuff like the basement, and the yard. I mean, I'm thinking, gosh, he's got a nice backyard if it would, you know, be taken care of. So, just depends, you know.
Why don't you help him get a wife?
I've been doing that all over the years. Anytime I'd have a single guy saying, if you know any single women, I'm like, my brother's first in line. I'm not going to set you up with anybody. My brother's got first dibs. But I think he might be at that point in his life where it's set in his ways and everything. Unless, you know, maybe you met somebody who's kind of in the same boat as him, you know, was maybe an empty nester or something, and just have a companion to do stuff with, and maybe he'd, you know, be home more. But
you never know, huh?
Yeah, you never know. So, yeah, if you're a single woman, 45 to 60,
yeah.
But let me know.
So are you going to advertise on our show about work where you're going to do somebody else's house?
I know. I should have been doing some before and after pictures, too.
My wife loves to watch those shows like List or...
Oh, Love It or List It?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've told myself that this is basically my apprenticeship in home remodeling because I've had to teach myself, learn so much stuff. I know I hate plumbing stuff. A lot of this stuff took me so long.
Oh, plumbing, I like
electrical
plumbing.
Stuff because I'd waste so much time trying to fix stuff, and then I'm like, I haven't gotten to the fun part yet, which is the decorating and redoing that stuff.
So yeah.
A lot of the grunge work and this. And having an older house where he had to upgrade stuff, you know, and things don't match, you know. They make the screws into the outlet boxes are smaller than the ones they make now. And it's just like, retrofitting everything. So it was kind of a pain.
Yeah.
So it was taking me a little bit longer.
So you had to change the boxes as well in the electrical? Or?
No, I had to save the screws or find little screws from somewhere else in the house that were small enough to fit and put stuff up and
yeah.
Not use the new ones.
Yeah.
So, but anyways.
I'm having that with my pool right now. The pump shuts off because the breaker's down.
Oh.
So I think I got to put a new breaker in is what I got to do.
Yeah, or the pump is just messing something up. Is it causing too much?
No, it's just probably not. I think we've been here long enough to
of course.
You?
I know. I think I got to run to Menards. Got to make an exchange or something. I bought
you did
for
that
his house.
The last time, but that was for your house. So.
I know. Then I was going to go home, and then I was going to take a load of stuff, of his stuff, to Goodwill. And then I'm thinking, maybe I'll take the Jeep over to his house and load up my car with a bunch of boxes of newspapers
did
to
you
take
call
to.
That junk place to come and get, you know?
The TVs, I had to get CompreNew, ones that will come and get those.
Yeah.
But they, you know, they charge you for that was all the old stuff, you know,
yeah.
All the tubular TVs and everything. So, but glad to have it all gone. And so, and between my sister, she's been going over the years and just helping out in his yard, doing his yard and stuff. I've mowed his grass 3 times and I did all the edging at his house and stuff.
Now, how many siblings do you have?
Three. There's four of us. Yeah, two boys, two girls.
Oh, yeah. Two boys and two girls?
Mm-hmm.
And who's the oldest?
This my brother that I'm working at his house.
Oh, and who's the youngest?
My other brother.
And your other sister?
My sister's younger than me, so we're in the middle.
Uh-oh.
So I'm the older sister.
You're the older sister?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
And she's the blonde sister.
Is she? Is she as beautiful as you are?
People seem to think, I mean, we look alike, but there's enough differences, but I could, you know, I'll see in pictures and stuff, oh, yeah, you look a lot alike.
You look a lot alike.
Yeah. So, anyways.
All right. Well, are we ready to say
goodbye?
Yeah,
we might as well because we don't get anything too controversial at this time.
Yeah.
So just kind of a...
Do you miss Gene? I miss Gene a little bit because we got somebody to interact with,
guy.
You know?
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
I like him. He's a nice guy,
yeah.
Too,
we'll have to tell him.
We'll have to maybe get...
Or get him, tag him on our post so that he can watch it back and he can comment and anything.
Maybe we can get him to come and do ours.
Oh, he can come in, yes.
You know, it's quite a ways.
For him, yeah.
A long trip for him, but you never know.
You can always ask him, sure.
But I can say that it was fun today.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see you again.
Yeah, you too.
It was nice being back and seeing anything goes.
I know.
Now, we got to put our music with that, too. Do they do that, or do they know?
We'll have to see if they have
We'll have to say to them. Yeah. So you people in the back will be there
and
in
so
a second.
So I guess now I have to worry about what I look like now if we're going to be fully seen, huh? Can't wear a hide behind a mask and... under a table.
Some days when you come in, I was shocked. I never see you like that.
Because I was just like, hey, I'm it's just my voice. But I was like, no, that's not just my voice.
It's your face. Everybody loves your face.
So. I don't love my face.
Well, people, for all the three of you that tune into our show, we want to thank you for stopping. Glad to be back.
Yeah.
Kind of boring right now because, you know, everything's on the...
Well, there's just so much going on in the world that we can just sit back and just chill.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody chill, turn off the news and just...
My wife and I bought a new game, and it's a card game, and we play that probably about every night or every other night, but it's a lot of fun. I mean, you just, you draw cards and put cards down, and the one that, if you get five in a row, you got to get it twice, so you got to get 10 in a row somehow. But it's a lot of fun.
For me, yeah.
Yeah, I'd have to show it to you.
But I think a lot of people have done this thing. Is this our goodbye? Is this our second, third goodbye?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We got to say goodbye.
No, but so many people having to be home with their families are, you know, becoming familiar with their family and playing games and stuff. And then I just heard that Kelly Clarkson is splitting up with her husband. I don't know if the staying at home for all this time caused them to split.
Yeah,
like,
it could be.
What?
I didn't even know.
He was
I haven't
so used
heard
to her
yet.
Being gone all the time, and then now she's home and, you know, doing her shows from home. I'm like, oh.
Well, you can tell why people work.
Well, I was prepared because Mark had been on disability from his knee, had gone back a little bit, and then he retired at first. And so,
well, I can tell my wife's had enough of me. You can tell. You
Except
know,
for I'm never home now. Since this happened, I'm gone all day. And
she works down in her basement, so I don't bother her in her office. I shouldn't say that. I go down there every once in a while. But, you know, it's pretty good. We're getting along pretty good for having to be so.
Sure.
Yeah, but, yeah. But right now I want to go fishing. I got my boat ready to go. So.
All right.
So that's
Take
one.
Take care of your heart first.
Well, I will. Yeah. But love to be back with you. It's really nice seeing you. Now I know how much I missed you by being here today. Uh-huh. So everybody, you can tell why I miss her. But enjoy yourself. Enjoy us.
Enjoy the beautiful week.
Yeah. And enjoy. Yes. Yeah. Oh, all sun.
I know. I need to get outside.
Okay. Say goodbye.
All right. Goodbye. Thanks for watching. And hopefully we'll talk to you next week. And Larry still have a heart by then.
And Merry Christmas.